Out of action, losing traction, I slid down south, a bad mistake. Florida's flat, crawling with con men, rattlesnakes, swamps, and tattooed waitresses who call you sugar britches. Shooting for Key West, got waylaid in Mayo, way down upon the Suwannee River. A taint of a town, taint panhandle, taint peninsula. Impoverished in more ways than one. No fun. Met Laquatia at a juke joint called Phase 2, a concrete block shithole not far from the Bogator Motel where I was staying. Not clean, not well lighted, and my money was dwindling. Laquatia was into iguanas, had them inked all over her skin, crawling up her back from butt crack to shoulder blade and up over down betwixt her tits. Just got one tat, the name of my dead son, Tom, one letter from left to right in the crotches between my fingers. I open my hand and spread the span and poof, his name appears in Gothic. Anyways, I spent my days scrounging, hooked up, thanks to L, with this cat who claimed to be from J.A., Mobay, but could have been some South Carolina Geechee for all I know, but he paid me good to make a run. Seems he supplied some squids at the base up in Jacksonville, 2 kilos of what the Geechee calls ganja, stowed in the trunk of my Chevy and duffel bags. What could go wrong? Long story short, I'm writing this from the Duval County Jail. Laquatia ain't darkened the door. Silver lining, my rap sheet ain't that bad. Shoplifting, public drunkenness, simple possession. Working with a public defender, an idealistic Jewish girl named Rachel. She asked me about the tats and sort of teared up. She did. Maybe she can get me off. And by that I mean out of jail. Anyways, here I sit, way out of action, with absolutely no traction. A semi-literate Oscar Wilde, waiting for my upcoming trial, where I'll sing like Joan Baez.